say to me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am an achiever, I am not a failure.
I am an achiever and not a failure.
I am health, I will never be a child.
I am the head, I will never be a child.
Everything I lay my hands on shall prosper.
Everything I lay my hands on shall prosper.
Everything will work to my favor.
Everything will work to my favor.
Because I am a child of God.
Because I am a child of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James TAIWO.com.
The topic of today is very important. And the topic is this: God, will you forget me? God, will you forget me? Somebody say that.
God, will you forget me?
God, will you forget me?
God, will you forget me?
How many of us have an expectation? There's something you are expecting from God. Something is on top of your mind. You pray. You wish that God does it. How many of you? Please wave your hands.
Everybody.
Okay?
Amen.
The Lord shall grant the expectations in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord shall grant all your expectations. He shall meet all your expectations in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's look up. Young or old, we all have an expectation. It could be you are praying that God will help you to pass your yearly exam. Right? Could be that you wish that God give you a handsome husband. It could be that you wish that God give you a beautiful wife.
Amen.
It could be that you are praying that God gives you a good job.
Amen.
It could be that you are praying that God change your job.
Yes.
It could be that you are saying that God, I want you to convert my husband.
Amen.
It could be you are praying, God, I want you to change my wife.
Amen.
All right? It could be that you are praying, God, I want you to make my son, my daughter, to listen to me more.
Amen.
We all have an expectation.
Yes.
And this is not new. Even in the Bible, people have different expectations. And let me tell you, it's few people that knew they had an expectation and also knew that they had a right to assess God and claim their expectation. Those are the people that their expectations are met. Amen.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I'm now talking about people that knew they had a problem. They knew that they had God. They also knew that God can solve their problem, and they made God to solve their problem. Those are the people that we read about in the Bible. Those people that we read about, them, they are the achievers. Bible is full of people that are successful, not failures.
Yeah.
And let me tell you today, if you can realize who you are, your own, but the Bible that people will write about you, the history that people will write, it will contain your name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Why are people talking about Martin Luther King? Because he was a successful man. Alright?
Yeah.
Why are people naming a bridge George Washington? Because he was a successful man. Why are the people still mentioning Mother Teresa, who has passed long time ago? It's because she was a successful man. Nobody mentioned the name of failures. So I am saying that if God could do it for somebody, he can do it for you too.
Amen.
You have equal rights in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
If God answered your prayer, he's still alive to answer your prayer.
Amen.
That the sins must leave your body. Amen?
Amen.
That problem of your family must be solved.
Amen.
And now we say, God, will you forget me? It's not wrong for you to approach God and say, God, have you forgotten me? It is not wrong for you to express your frustration to God. It is not wrong for you to cry on the neck of God and say, God, this is my problem. It is not wrong for you to mention your name, your problem, one by one. Hallelujah!
Amen.
A grumbler is not a prayerful person. Grumbling is not the answer. It's not what we're talking about.
I hear you, sir.
I have pain. Yes, I have pain. Yes, I have pain. And so what? So what do you do with that pain? It's what we are talking about today. Amen.
Amen.
How many of us are still familiar with the story of a prodigal son in the Bible? prodigal son. God bless you. Do you still remember the story of the prodigal son?
Yes, sir.
The son of a rich man. How many sons did that man have?
The Bible says.
Two. Which one approached the father and asked, "Father, give me some stuff"?
The
youngest one. When that man got it, the young man, when he got it, what did he do with it? He took it to a foreign country, he spent it lavishly. And when he realized, what did he say? The man composed the poem and went to the father and said, "Father, I have sinned. I'm not worthy to be your son, but just make me one of your servants." And the father did again. He blessed the guy and celebrated the guy. And the older brother, which nobody, they didn't mention him in the Bible at all, until this time that this man came back again. And the man asked, he questioned his father, he challenged his father. "All this while I have been with you, you did not give just a little stuff for me. This is your son, the son of yours." You understand the language, right? "This son of yours inherited you while you were still alive and took everything and lavishly produced it and came back again. You are still celebrating him." What was the response of the father? He said, "May all these things are yours alone." Okay? That's Luke chapter 15. Okay? Let's read verse 31. Luke 15, verse 31. "And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours.'" All that I have is what? Is yours. I will read again. Okay? Okay, let's read together, people of the Lord. "And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours.'" Maybe you don't understand this very well. Let's move back a little bit. Let's read from 24. Alright, let's read from 24. Okay? "For this my son was dead and alive again." This is the rich man talking now. "He was lost and is found, and they began to marry." Now, verse 25. "Now his other son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf.'" Which one? Which one did he kill?
The father.
"But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, 'Lo, this many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time. And yet you never gave me a young goat that I might have married with my friend. But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with allots, you killed the fattest calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours.'" Listen, the thing has always been dear for the two of them. But the one that was upcoming was the one that always got something. We are not saying that the man took the right decision by inheriting his father when he was still alive. We are not saying the man was right when he went to the countryside to lavish everything that he got from his father. We are not saying it's right. But we are saying that this man knew his right. He knew that he had a father that was rich. And he has the father, "Father, give me," and father gave it to him. Okay? And when he came back again, he repented, "Father, received him, father still blessing." The brother that never approached the father, even though he was the most obedient son, even though he was the most hardworking son, he was always an ordinary man in the house. He was never treated differently because he never asked for it. Let me tell you something. If you never ask for your right, you will never get it. Mm-hmm. It does not matter if you, whoever you are, spiritual or not spiritual. If you do not understand your right in the kingdom of God, you will not get your right. Hallelujah. Amen. I want somebody to say to me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am an achiever, I am not a failure.
I am an achiever and not a failure.
I am an head, I will never be a child.
I am the head, I will never be a child.
Everything I lay my hands on shall prosper.
Everything I lay my hands on shall prosper.
Everything will work to my favor.
Everything will work to my advantage because I am a child of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Please, people of the Lord, I want you to get it right. It is your right to claim what belongs to you. Amen. I have a right to claim positive things for my wife. I have the right to claim positive things for my children. Don't tell me it's not biblical. It is biblical, but I still need to use my mouth to claim my rights. So I am saying to you, will you just come to yourself and be angry about the situation around you? And be angry about the circumstance of your husband. Be angry about the circumstance of your wife. Be angry about the circumstance of your job. Be angry about the circumstance of your spiritual life. Be angry about the circumstance that surrounds your family. Be angry about your income. Be angry about your financial status. Be angry about the economy and how it's affecting you. Will you be angry? Will you have this only anger and approach the situation? And I say, listen to me in the name of Jesus. This is my portion and I must have it. Amen? I think I've shared the story of one man that was praying over here before. I've shared the story with you before. The man was praying, and God appeared to him in a revelation, and God was speaking to him, and as the man kept praying, one demon just appeared. And the demon was making noise. Gradually, the noise was increasing. The more the man prayed, God also was speaking to him, and the demon also was making so much noise. It got to an extent that the more the demon was crying so much, making so much noise, the man's prayer continued. God also was continuing prayer, talking to the man. And it got to an extent that the man could not hear the voice of God anymore. And the demon kept making noise. And God kept talking. And the demon kept talking. And everybody was here like a marketplace. And the man could not hear what God was. I mean, he wanted to hear God, right? And God was speaking and he couldn't hear God. And at the point, the man was angry and said, "You devil, I command you, get out in Jesus' name." Amen. And the demon does disappear.
Hallelujah.
And the man now has God. God, how come you did not have the devil to stop when you were talking to me? And God responded, "But I have given you the authority."
Amen. Hallelujah.
Will you use your right, son and daughter of God? Do you understand who you are? Do you know how many demons disappeared when you were coming to church this morning? They saw that you are coming. Hey, kill and God is coming again. But look at you. You are crying like a baby in the sight of your situation. I am saying, I'm not going to remind you of your problem. I am telling you, you have to be on your feet and address the situation. Okay? Address the situation. Hallelujah. Address the situation. What did I say?
Address the situation.
Okay? Please don't let us address the situation. Don't overdress the situation. If something is not convenient, it's not convenient. Why are you hiding a problem under your pants? One day it will kill you. So get it out of your way. So that you can be able to enjoy the benefits of the Lord. Don't you know that if I'm in good health, I will be able to preach to many, many more thousands tomorrow. So for me to die right now, even though I'm going to heaven, is a loss to the kingdom of God. So why should I allow a problem to kill me before my time? You remember the man they called Jabez in the Bible? What did the man do? Nothing called for the story of Jabez in the Bible. We don't know where he came from. We don't know his time. It was not like a war happened and they were writing about the war. They mentioned his name. The only thing that brought his name to the Bible is because this man, out of the blue, he came out of the blue and he challenged God. And this man looked at his history of his family and he said, no. And even what is the meaning of my name? He learned about his name, that his name means mystery. And the man said, no, God, that you may change my status. And the Bible said, the Lord bless him. And that is all about Jabez in the Bible. Case closed. If that is all they can write about me, it's okay. But as far as I'm concerned, this situation must change.
Amen.
It will change for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It will change for me in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
The man they called Jacob in the Bible, you remember the story of Jacob? The brother, the true brother of Esau. The one that was a supplanter, a trickish man. The one that deceived his father. I said, I am Esau, bless me, that took the blessing of his brother and robbed his brother of his right. I said, call me brother because of partridge. Okay? Ask his brother to sell a birthright to him. The man that ran and dribbled everybody that he met on his way. The man that worked with the man they call labor, his uncle. At the point, see, when God wants to punish somebody, he puts somebody like you, put it in your life. Jacob thought he was smart. Then if God gave him somebody that was smarter than him. Okay? When Jacob wanted to marry labor's son and a labor daughter, Rachel, the man said, yes, why not? I give you my daughter. Serve me according to our tradition, you serve me for 7 years. Okay? So he served him for 7 years. And when the 7th year come, he gave him the senior sister. And he said, in our culture, it's the senior that goes to the primary first. If you still want this one, you will serve me another 7 years. So he ended up serving for 14 years because he met someone that was smarter than him. You know what 14 years mean, right? 14 times 365 days. That is what happens when you deceive your father. One day God will catch up with you. But God showed him mercy. At a point, this man realized himself. He went to labor. He said, I have served you. If you look at Genesis chapter 30, verse 30. Let's go to that place. Genesis chapter 30, verse 30. I will read. For what you had before I came was little, and it was increased to a great amount. The Lord has blessed you since my coming. And now, when shall I also provide for my own house? This man said, when shall I provide for my own house? If it sounds like being arrogant, please try to be arrogant. It sounds like you are being arrogant. Right? Ask for your right. When you need it, you have been working and being consistent and being a good worker, and you're supposed to get the raise, you're not getting the raise. Pray. After you pray, and you get, go ahead from God, go to your pastor and say, boss, I want you to hide a little bit of my future. Okay? If you don't like a job, you know what? You have this certificate. Write another resume and apply. If you need an expansion, you need a new car, say, God, I know you are able to do anything that I desire. I want you to give me a better car. God, I am tired of being a tenant. I want you to build me my own house. God, I am living in Congo. My husband is living in Kondangora. According to the promises of the Bible, husband and wife are supposed to be living together. God, I am tired of this lifestyle. Bring my husband to me or you take me to my husband. This is you asking for your right. Amen? Everyone must exercise his or her right in God. The Lord shall answer your prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lastly, the woman in the Bible they call the Greek woman, they call Syrophoenician woman. You remember the story? The woman walked to Jesus and said, Jesus, my daughter is demonic possessed. I want you to please deliver my daughter. In the book of Matthew chapter 6:15, verse 21, is where the story begins. Matthew 15:21-28. The woman pestered Jesus several times. Master, please, I want you to please help my daughter. Heal my daughter. Heal my daughter. Heal my daughter. Jesus said, I'm sent to the house of Jacob. I'm sent to heal my people. Okay? Because that woman wasn't a Jewish woman. And this woman persisted and said, Master, even dogs eat the crumbs under the table of his master.
Hallelujah.
And that thing touched the heart of Jesus. That this woman, he won't let me go to my next business until I answer prayer. And what did God do? God gave the word. Jesus gave the word, and that daughter was healed. All what we are saying today is this. Your persistence as a child of God will turn your situation around.
Amen.
Many of us, we only see what is before us, what our 6 feet sight vision can see. As a child of God, there's always spiritual things that transpire when you pray. As a child of God, something transpires spiritually around you when you pray. Every prayer that you pray is supposed to get a response. Amen.
Amen.
And you know how I started? I started by asking you a question. How many of us have a request? How many of us have an expectation? And I'm still talking about that expectation. There is something that happens spiritually when you pray.
Amen.
And every prayer supposed to get a response. There is no small prayer, there is no big prayer. Every prayer supposed to get a response. I mean, you can ask a question, how come I'm praying about this, I don't get it. Sometimes it may not be the right time. Sometimes God might be doing it and you have not seen it yet. But every prayer that comes out of your mouth is supposed to get a response. The Lord shall answer your prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, I want you to attach your faith with that thing that you have on your mind. That expectations of yours. Right? That expectations of your family. That's your economic status. The future of your children that you are concerned about. Your home. Your family. What you are not sure of about your future, about your tomorrow. Tie everything onto it right now. And let us take it to God. Like the man of the prodigal son challenged his father. Like the brother of a prodigal son, eventually got his right. You know what happened to that man, right? His little brother. Everything else became that brother's property. When he finally woke up to the reality of asking for his own right. Because that man said, everything I have is yours. So I'm saying, the hope is not lost yet. You are not a loser yet. And you will never be a loser in Jesus' name.
Amen.
What you have lost, the Lord can restore it back to you in one day.
Amen.
Within 1 year, the Lord can change your status, and everybody will be saying, is it the same person I used to know before? Everything that you have trusted God for can come into manifestation as a child of God. What was the matter of it? When we pray this prayer, you must have an answer. When we pray the prayer, you must have an answer. I want you to say, God, yes, I thank you for how far you have helped me. I thank you that you have given me the spouse that I've been praying for. I thank you that you have given me the job. But God, I know there's something better than this. I know you can change my status, improve me better than this. I know you can promote me higher than the way I am. Begin to say, God, I want you to address this situation. I don't know what your situation is, so it's hard for me to give you an example. But I want you to begin to pray. Everything that has not been working must be seen to work. Everything that has not been working must begin to work. The Spirit of the Lord is in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is in His temple. The Lord said, I will not gather the house of Jacob in vain. If we gather here in the name of God, then that means God is here. If the Lord answered the prayer of Jabez, then He can answer our prayers. If Jacob could remember that he needs to provide for his home and he requested and the Lord granted him. If prodigal son's brother could realize himself and the Lord and his father bless him with everything he had. Then we are saying today, God, All that we have lost must come back to us. Our investment that we have lost must be redeemed. Our home, the child that has walked away from home must come back. Father, the sons and daughters that have not been doing well academically must regain the insight. Lord, the job that seems not to be rewarding anymore must start to be rewarding. Father, the promotion they have robbed me of, I pray that they will now start to give me double and multiple promotion so that I can catch up with everything that I have lost. Daddy, I know that you do not forget those who trust you. And I pray that you will answer my prayers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I want you to open your Bible to Isaiah chapter 49. And this is when we turn to prayer, because this is the real, real message of today. Isaiah chapter 49. We will read from verse 15. Are we ready?
Yes.
49, 15, let's go. Can a woman forget a nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. Amen? What did the Bible say? The Lord said, He will not forget you. What did God say?
He said, He will not forget
you. I want you to turn out to prayer before we continue. I said, God, this is your word. I am holding you to your word. I am holding you accountable to your word that you will not forget me. I want you to open the book of remembrance concerning me. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Father, Lord King of glory, I want you to open
the book. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said you will change. You will remember me. You said you will remember me.
Father, you
I pray to you, God, that you will remember me. Open the book of remembrance for me.
Open the book of
remembrance. Let people remember my name. For good.
Remember my name for good, Lord King of
glory. Father, you everybody that is not to be able to sleep because of me, let them not be able to sleep. Everyone that will lose their sleep for the sake of remembering you to honor me, Father, take their sleep away. Because I know you can use people to bless you. You can use situations to turn my circumstances around. Those situations, I want you to visit them today. Lord, remember that which concerns me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
This is simple. We don't need theology to pray. Don't say it the way it comes to your mind, but make sure you are saying something. Let's continue reading. Okay? We have read verse 15. Let's read 16. See, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hands. Your words are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyer and those who left you waste shall go away from you. Lift up your eyes, look around and see, and bring gather together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourself with them as an ornament and bind them on you as a bride dove. For your waste and desolate places and the land of your destruction will even now be too small for the inhabitants and for those who swallow you up will be far away. The children you will have after you have lost the other will say again in your ears, the place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. Hallelujah. Let me explain this very well. I want you to challenge your mind to be able to think, to reason along with you to what I'm talking about. Because I know what I'm talking about. I knew where I was before. I know where I am now. And I still know that God can take me to a better place. Do you remember where you were before? Do you remember what you used to be in your village? Is it not you today in America? But this can still be nothing to compare with what God can still do in your life.
Hallelujah.
Okay? People thought you would never be able to get married in your life, but look at you today. But I'm still telling you that God can still make you to be bigger than the way you think you are now. Because God is God of surprise. There is nothing impossible for God. So I am saying today, don't limit God in your mind, because people that failed, that they did not mention their name in the Bible, is because they limited God in their mind. I want you to say, put yourself in a situation that you will put yourself and say, I own Ben Koto Julo. That means that guy is carrying something that is bigger than him. That's what I want people to say about you. That boy is carrying something that is bigger than his head. That girl is carrying something that is bigger than him. I think he's dreaming too much. That's what I want people to say about you. Because the more you think about God, the more he will manifest himself in your life. You will now say, every benefit of this land must come to me. In this country, I will be one of decision makers. My children will be one of decision makers in this country. Begin to say every big thing that bigger than your mouth. Everybody. In this land, I will come the president and governor, they will stand up. In this land, people will have to come and see my secretary before they see me. In this land, my assistant will be coming and be saying, which plane do you want to use today? The green one or the blue one? Daddy, I am saying that World Evangelical Ministry, we have a church in every country in the whole world. Daddy, I am saying that you will bless my brother, you will bless my sister, and they will be greater than anybody in their family. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I want you to read verse 23 for me, of God. Verse 23. We will read to 23 to 25. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 40, chapter 49, verse 23 to 25. Let's read.
Kings shall be
your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mother. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth, and lick up the dust of your feet. And you will know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed who wait for me. Let's talk here. Hallelujah. Listen, this is God here, talking here. He's talking about something that blows people's mind. If God can be talking like this about you, then it will be something they call foolish for you not to also think like that. You know what God said? God said the king will prostrate for you. Queen will prostrate for you. If it's me that wrote this, they said that guy is too proud. I am reading from the Bible. It said people will lick the dust under your feet. That's how big God already gave the word in the Bible for you. So please listen. You will be coming to the airport, they don't have to check you.
Amen.
They will clear the road for you.
Amen.
People will say, from so-so-so hour, no so-so hour, no airplanes land until somebody leave the airport.
Hallelujah.
They will beg you to come and speak so that they can pay you. Let's continue. Verse 24. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captives of the righteous be delivered? But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drawn with their own blood as with sweet wine. All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, I am your Savior and your Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob.
Amen.
So you will now say, everything that appears as a possibility in your life, begin to become possible. Begin to turn it to be in the name of Jesus.
All words that is not working good for me, Lord, they begin to work in my favor.
Every door that closed, I said, open in the name of Jesus Christ.
All the doors that will close over me.
Everything that appears as if it's impossible, I command you to become possible by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ.
Of the name of Jesus Christ. Because
it's just the word. And command you to come.
By the word of God.
I'm going to pray with you, but I want you to hold the hands of somebody and raise the hands up. Hold somebody's hand and raise that hands up. As you are raising the hands up, you are raising the faith of the person. I want you to say a very resounding amen. I want you to say a serious amen. I want you to say amen as if you know what we have been doing. I want you to say amen as if you must have a result. Are you listening? Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. I will start to pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Authority in heaven. Authority on earth. Father, amen. We say today, let there be a thunderstorm.
Amen.
And let it forcefully open door for us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let every barrier, every barricade, let it be crushed into pieces.
Amen.
Authority in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say, Lord, I pray from now on. Ease comes. We have struggled enough. We said, Lord, you will not forget us.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, you will remember us.
Amen.
Jabez said, change my name. You change his name.
Yes.
I said, God, change our name.
Amen.
Change our status.
Amen.
Change our mind.
Amen.
Change our life.
Amen.
Change our career.
Amen.
Change our future.
Amen.
Change our home.
Amen.
Change our destiny.
Amen.
Improve our status.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Mind of these people, they are praying about today. I said, let the heaven answer by fire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, let heaven hear the cry of the people.
Amen.
And let there be an speedy answer.
Amen.
Unrestricted answer.
Amen.
Unrestrained solution.
Amen.
Come expressly.
Amen.
By the authority in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I never proclaim that you are free.
Amen.
I never proclaim that you are delivered.
Amen.
I never proclaim that you are set
free. Amen.
Be free in your mind.
Amen.
Be free in your life.
Amen.
Spiritually be free.
Amen.
And physically be free.
Amen.
Enjoy the benefit of the Lord in your life.
Amen.
Sins are forgiven.
Amen.
So it shall be.
Amen.
Now and forevermore.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Put your hand over Jesus.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.